Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you exclusive, fast-paced interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, and brands making a difference in our communities. Today, you'll discover that age truly ain't nothing but a number, especially when you witness how some of our elders are out here thriving and living their dreams in their golden years. My phenomenal guest today is a shining example. At 85 years young, she's still blazing trails, from hosting her own television show and blog for over 10 years to her new self-titled show. She's using her platform to uplift and inspire, advocating for causes close to her heart, using her voice to uplift the community, honoring the legacy of her late husband, and making a difference in the lives of families impacted by autism, organizing a foundation that gives back to the community. It's truly an honor and a blessing to have this amazing woman on The Voice on the King. And without further ado, please introduce yourself to the people.
Blessings, and thank you for having me on your show. I am Claudine Jackson. I am pleased and honored to be a guest on your show. I am here in the beautiful city of Atlanta from Detroit. I'm so happy to be in Atlanta. I became active because I have a son that can't talk, and as you can see, I can talk very well. But Purvis Jr. cannot talk. He is 49 years old, handicapped by autism. He can't read, write, talk, or live independently. And I thought that I wouldn't survive if I didn't cure him. Well, I didn't cure him. I say that God didn't cure my son, but he cured me.
Yeah.
And that's when we started the Purvis Foundation to help lower income children with handicaps, not just autism, any handicap.
Dr. Claudine Jackson, I want to welcome you to The Voice on the King, and let's dive right in. I have to take a moment to share what an extreme honor this is for me. Here on the King, we play soul classics, right? Music that's been the soundtrack of our lives. And as the wife of Mr. Purvis Jackson from the legendary Spinners, whose timeless hits reigning from the 50s, like Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, Sadie, Rubber Band Man, It's a Shame, and I'll Be Around Shape, The Sound of Soul. Your presence today is a full circle moment to me. And if I could call my grandma Lily right now and tell her I'm speaking with you, she would be overjoyed. But like your late husband, I know she's watching from above. Both of them are our angels and witnessing everything we do. Don't you agree?
I agree. And I am so pleased and honored to be invited to talk to you. And I'm so proud of all that you are doing, because it's people like you in the media who help the Spinners become successful.
Yes. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to share that fan moment. Now back to the questions, because, you know, it's about Miss Claudine Jackson today. You and your husband, Mr. Purvis Jackson, share a son, Purvis Jackson Jr. What inspired you to create and commit to the blog and show Spoonful of Comfort? Was your son the inspiration behind Spoonful of Comfort and your work in autism awareness?
Yes, he was. He was my inspiration. He's also my inspiration for the media that I do, because he can't talk. And as you see, talking is very easy for me. So I said he needs someone to speak for him and others like him.
Yes.
So because of my son's disabilities, it helped me increase my ability. So in the beginning, I said that he was a burden, then I said he was a challenge, and now he's a blessing. Because of him, I had to grow up.
And you ended up organizing the 501c3 nonprofit Purvis Jackson Jr. Autism Foundation, right?
Yes, ma'am. And that was Purvis Jackson Sr.'s, that was his plan. I did not have that much courage, but isn't it interesting how courage grows in you as
yes.
you start doing things?
Yes, ma'am.
So once I started with a blog, you can find my blog on the internet. It's aspoonfulofcomfort.org. If you go to aspoonfulofcomfort.org, you'll see PJ's artwork as the background, because I talk about what he can't do, but he's done some beautiful artwork, abstract art. And so our people with disabilities, I try to focus on the ability part of what they can do, because everyone that has a disability has something that they can do or something that you can be proud of.
Yes, ma'am.
With them for.
Yes, ma'am. Speak on that. That's beautiful. The life that you're just giving to those who cannot speak and are do for themselves, you are a voice to them. And that's greater than anything. And I believe that you get the looks, you get the smiles, you get the laughs, you get the hugs, which continues to keep you empowered through their journey as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Originally, I don't know what people know about folks with autism, but most children with autism have challenging behaviors. Purvis Jr. was one that had extremely challenging behaviors. So being the parent of a child with a disability lets me know what other parents go through. And the Purvis Foundation, we can't solve the problem, but we try to do little bit. If you can't do everything, but can you do something?
Yes.
So that's Purvis Foundation motto. Also, a spoonful of comfort. A spoonful is the minimum amount of comfort that you can give someone. So everyone has a spoonful of comfort. And I remember when I needed a lot of comfort.
Yes.
So that's why I know the parents need comfort.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Purvis Foundation, that's our job to help them financially, but to also let them know that someone understands what they're going through.
Yes, that's so beautiful, Dr. Claudrine. What you're doing is not only educating, but it's entertaining because you have that backdrop with that soundtrack from Purvis Jackson Jr.'s father. And that's one of those things that is going to keep the people engaged and inspired. In addition to the autism awareness, it's something that we all need to be knowledgeable about, from supporting research efforts to offering resources for families living with loved ones on that spectrum.
Well, bless you and thank you, because it's so important to me to know that maybe I am helping. I had to grow up. I thought I was grown. And when my handicapped son came along, it taught me that I wasn't grown. But when we get a problem and we work our way through it, it makes us stronger and better. So I'm a better person because of him.
Yes.
I'm a stronger person
yes.
because of him.
Yes.
And here I am, 85, and I found out that I'm still learning and still growing. And that's what God wants us to do, to be learning all of our life and helping others. So I finally feel as if I'm doing the mission that God created me
you are.
To do, to help. And I will be helping people with disabilities from now on.
Yes.
Whether through the Purvis Foundation or however else I could do it.
For those listening who want to support your mission, whether by tuning into your new self-titled show, The Claudrine Jackson Show, are donating to the foundation, or simply uplifting you on this journey, how can they connect with Dr. Claudrine Jackson? Let the people know where they can follow your journey, watch your shows, and support upcoming events on your mission and autism education and support.
I have a Facebook page about the Claudrine Jackson Show. I have an email. It's Jackson Claudrine, Claudrine, at svcglobal.net. Purvis Jackson Foundation, purvisjackson.org. They can also donate to the Purvis Jackson Foundation, $ Purvis Jackson Fund. Because of this child, I've had to grow up, and I want you to know that I feel better in my 80s than I did in my 50s and 60s.
Yes.
So instead of this child being my undoing, he was for my growth.
I love it. And I see it and I hear it. And you're such a true inspirational elder who continues to put in the work through entertainment and activism, and truly inspiring to me. And your personality, your vibration, the brightness in you, your expression, your smile on your face as you speak. Your story is living proof that passion knows no age, and your light continues to shine bright in our community.
I thank you so much for shining the light on me in the community. And I thank you so much for all that you are doing. And I want people to know that even in your 70s and 80s, you are not over. Life is not over. There is still something you can do.
There is still something you can do, and there's still something you can learn. Today, it has been an amazing session with you, Dr. Claudrine Jackson. I just want to also thank our listeners for tuning into another episode of The Voice on the King. Remember to keep spreading love, knowledge, and soul, because when we uplift each other, we all rise. And until next time, I want you to stay tuned and stay inspired. Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com, and don't forget to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Fellas, stay charming. Ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.